What's up, guys, and welcome back to Kaori's Corner. Remember, it's always suggested by you, reviewed by me. And we did get a suggestion from Shudder, actually. Someone requested a movie that came off of Shudder. I'm not even gonna lie, Shudder was putting out last year, okay? They were not fucking playing. So the movie that was requested is Oddity. And let me tell you, this, I really do like horror movies like this because it is incredibly tight. They don't have too many characters, you aren't going too many places, and there's not too much chaos or anything going on. It doesn't take away from the story at all. So, a woman named Danny. Yep, that's her name. Danny is at home one night. They are like renovating like this house, and she's at home one night alone, and she gets a visit from one of her husband, who is a psychiatrist. His name is Ted, but she gets a visit from one of Ted's patients who got out or whatever, and he's trying to tell her that somebody is in her house, and she doesn't believe him or whatever, and she actually ends up getting murdered inside of her house. A short time later, he meets up with her twin sister Darcy, who works in like an oddities shop, and she's basically clairvoyant, and you know, she's kind of minding her own business, kind of leery about what's actually going on, and she does make like this vague offer to come see him up at the house, and he kind of tries to blow it off while simultaneously like agreeing, just to make it not seem weird or awkward between the two of them. And he's dating a woman named Yana, who I believe at one time was like his assistant or nurse or something like that. Anyway, Darcy sends ahead a package, and inside the package, or inside the box, is this really, really creepy mannequin. And then she ends up coming up because she's going to stay there. And she wants to really, like, know what really happened to her twin sister. And everybody's kind of being a little, well, Ted mainly is kind of being a bit weird about it. We do find out that Ted is the one who set up for his wife to be murdered by someone named Ivan, because he wanted to be with Yana and he didn't want to lose the house and the divorce. Okay. So he actually ended up having her killed. He does leave Darcy there with Yana, and Yana is very uncomfortable. Mind you, Darcy is blind. Yana is really uncomfortable being there. So she tries to leave, but she can't because she can't find her keys. Now, again, she's blind, and so she's kind of trying to take this out on Darcy, but like Darcy can't see. So it's just like, what are you exactly blaming her for? And so she ends up finding these things inside of the mannequin that's set up at the end of the table. And at one point, while she's looking for her keys, she looks down and it's looking up at her. Please. No. I already don't do mannequins or ventriloquist doll. I can't. Just when it was looking up at her, I thought I was going to have a heart attack, because what is happening? So it's very creepy around there, especially with the mannequin being out. And Darcy is really just sitting across from the mannequin, and they're mirroring like positions. So like she doesn't move, and she kind of sits there, and they do kind of talk, but not really. When she finally does find her keys, she tells Ted that she's leaving. She's like, I'm not coming back there. Like, this shit is weird. It's creepy. That mannequin is creepy. I can't do it. And she does actually end up seeing an apparition of Danny. So she's completely, just at this point, just completely traumatized. So at this point, we've seen that he's, you know, going through all these like these precautions and going through these like extreme lengths to make sure that Darcy is also killed. So when Ivan comes to the house, because Ted doesn't show up, Ivan comes to the house, he does come, and he's like, hey, you know, the invest or the detective who was doing the investigation of your twin sister's death, I can go to him and talk to him and like have him tell you what he found. And she's like, okay, cool, you know, whatever. Like, she's very skeptical of the entire thing, as she should be. So he leaves, sends Ivan there, and he calls his own phone, which causes her to go upstairs, but there is a trap door that he opened before he left. She falls and she injures herself fatally, basically. When Ivan comes in to make sure that she's dead, the mannequin attacks him, climbs up the stair. When I tell you this is sick, this is sick work. I was like, oh my God. And he got beat up by this thing. So she does end up dying. And when she does die is when the mannequin is just like, oh, cool, I'm free to beat your ass. So after all of that happens, Ivan is committed to the psychiatric ward. And basically, to keep him from blabbing about what happened, Ted sets loose a cannibal that's also in the psychiatric ward to kill him. And that is how that succeeds. Now, the reason that the patient, I think, I can't remember what his name, but the patient went to the house is because he found out that Ted and Ivan are the ones who were planning to kill Danny anyway. So he was trying to warn her. And you could kind of see in her eyes that she wanted to like believe what was going on. And she just did it. And then she ended up going downstairs and getting into a tent with a flashlight. And then she just ended up getting beaten to death. Like, it was a lot of things that could have prevented that had she just left or anything like that. I don't remember if she had a car or not. I doubt she could have just left. When he was there, I don't think that he was there to like hurt her. I don't think he would have. I think had she have either let him in to go find who it was that was trying to kill her or went with him, she would have still been alive. Because I think he had a car. Either he had a car or he was walking. I can't remember. But I think if she had went with him, honestly, she would have still been alive. Because he seemed to be in like super protection mode of her anyway. But he was and he wasn't understanding of her not wanting to let him in. And, you know, like, you're a stranger. This, like, it's like that whole Beauty and the Beast situation. I don't know you. And you're not coming to my house. You know what I'm saying? So after it's all said and done, Ted is alone. Yana left him because he's super nonchalant about the fact that two twin sisters have been killed separately in his house. She's like, you don't find that weird at all. And he's like, nah. What the, huh? So she dipped, as she should have. She definitely should have left. And then he does receive a package from her oddity shop, which is the bellhop bell that they were talking about prior to her coming out there. And she says that there's a ghost attached to it who is like a ghost of a bellhop who takes the people who ring the bell. So of course he doesn't believe in any of that stuff. He rings the bell while he's sitting in the kitchen and he looks and he's like, oh, I was right, nothing's going to happen. But there is a dead bellhop behind him after that. They kept this movie so tight. It was so good. And it's not like they had like those super corny jump scares or anything like that. The scares were like actually fucking scary because it's very, very unsettling and everything is so weird and creepy. And just like the subtle movement of the mannequin while it's sitting at the, it's already terrifying looking. So like the sudden movements of it. And then when it was coming up the stairs to beat up Ivan, like there were so many things going on where it was like actual real genuine fear. And I really like that. So 10 out of 10 for me, one of the best horror movies of 2024. I don't know why I added so many numbers. But that is it for this episode of Kaori's Corner. Remember, as always, suggested by you, reviewed by me. Bye.